Tonight on the Worldview Report, the United States saw a jaw-dropping 40% increase in maternal deaths in 2021. A Florida doctor gets stripped of his board certification after speaking the truth about COVID and vaccines. What exactly happened during that historic summit between two of America's most hardened enemies, Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping? And what's going on in our schools? Why is pornographic content continuing to end up in more and more schools for children as young as kindergarten? All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. An article in the journal New Scientist reports that the United States saw a staggering 40% rise in maternal death rates from 2020 to 2021. The article cites data in a report by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This sharp increase builds on a trend of steadily rising maternal deaths over the last several years in the U.S. The CDC's National Vital Statistics System tracks births and deaths across the U.S. Maternal mortality is defined by the World Health Organization as, quote, the death of a woman while pregnant or within 42 days of termination of pregnancy, end quote, but excludes deaths not related to pregnancy or its associated complications. According to research by the Commonwealth Fund, the U.S. has the highest maternal death rate of any wealthy nation by a significant margin, with more than three times as many deaths as the runner-up, France. In the U.S., the number of maternal deaths jumped from 861 in 2020 to 1,205 in 2021, which, of course, is the first year that the COVID mRNA shots were delivered into the arms of pregnant mothers. This is a fact not even mentioned in the report. Experts falsely credited the rise to the COVID-19 pandemic, quote, which has exacerbated inequities that already existed in healthcare, end quote. In terms of maternal mortality, quote, it continues to highlight those structural and systemic problems that we saw so clearly during the COVID-19 pandemic, end quote. So said Chastity Jennings Nunez at Adventist Health White Memorial Hospital in California in an interview with CNN. She added that, quote, until we begin to address those issues, even without a pandemic, we're going to continue to see numbers go in the wrong direction, end quote. Hang on here, folks. That's a lie. Until you stop jabbing young women with this toxic mRNA nanoparticles, you will continue to see the numbers, well, going in the wrong direction. Period. Full stop. And they don't seem to understand that? Or are they just flat out lying? You decide. The American Board of Family Medicine, or ABFM, has stripped the certification of Florida doctor John Little, a U.S. Army veteran and family physician who made headlines for using ivermectin to successfully treat more than 3,000 COVID patients. He's now being accused of spreading misinformation simply because he's given a view that counters the establishment view that COVID is ultra-deadly and the only way to stop it is through the emergency use vaccination that was rushed to market, as we all know, based, as we all know again, on fraudulent testing data. According to a report by the Floridian, Dr. Little, speaking outside a meeting of the Sarasota Memorial Hospital Board stated, quote, I got disciplined for giving ivermectin, which got a young mom out of the hospital in 3 days when she would have died, end quote. Dr. Little is now facing further discipline from the ABFM, of whom Little has been a certified member since July 13th, 1990, according to the letter, which states, by the way, quote, ABFM has determined that your public channels contain false, inaccurate, and misleading statements, constituting health misinformation and disinformation about COVID-19, the COVID-19 vaccine, and the effort of public health officials to address the COVID-19 pandemic through vaccination and other mitigation measures, end quote. In the letter, quote, professional specialist, end quote, Andrea D. Back writes, Little violated board guidelines, including, quote, competence, a commitment to lifelong learning, honesty with the public, and refraining from disruptive behavior in a healthcare environment, end quote. Back writes a list of grievances against Little, including calling the COVID-19 vaccine a, quote, product of genetic engineering, end quote. Back says Little claimed the COVID-19 vaccine is causing the deaths of children and writes in her letter, quote, there is no evidence that pediatric myocarditis deaths attributed to COVID vaccination are more numerous than prevented deaths, serious illness, or hospitalizations from COVID, end quote. It should be noted that Back does not deny the COVID vaccine is causing myocarditis in children, but downplays it in her letter, of course. Quote, the myocarditis caused by COVID, there she says it, the myocarditis caused by COVID vaccination is mild and not associated with fatalities, end quote. That's what she said in her letter. Interviews with Little, well, they went viral after he gave a speech at the Sarasota Memorial Hospital Board meeting last month in support of using ivermectin to treat COVID. And was subsequently removed by police after approaching a sympathetic board member. Since the video's release, Little has amassed a large Twitter following and even appeared on Dr. Drew's TV show to talk about what happened. Here's a video clip of Little being kicked out of that hospital board meeting. Watch this.
What were the outcomes that we had? And we used an independent third party who basically said, we had 24% better outcomes than our peer group.
I'm not a contracted physician. I'm able to speak my mind. That's why I asked. I said thank you for your advocacy for patients and doctors.
Wow, this is how it's done here.
All right. Second thing is to follow the money. I'm kind of a numbers guy. And did the hospital benefit, or was there any?
You're not allowed to record that.
So can't videotape him? What are we doing now? Interesting. He said I can't video what's happening out there.
The doctor and the patient, and any doctor that wanted to prescribe ivermectin or any medical treatment that they thought was best for the patient was not blocked from the hospital. And I think that's.
In other news, NBC newsman Vaughn Ververs, who started out in politics as deputy press secretary for Pat Buchanan's 1992 presidential campaign before making a permanent move into political reporting, sadly died, quote, suddenly, end quote, on Sunday at the age of 54. NBC's Andrea Mitchell reported on Tuesday this sad news. Ververs leaves behind his wife and 3 children. By all accounts, he was well thought of by his colleagues for his knowledge and kindness. Quote, our NBC News family has suffered a terrible loss with the sudden passing of our beloved top digital editor in Washington, Vaughn Ververs, a mentor to many and big-hearted colleague to all. Our deepest condolences to his wife, Lisa, and 3 children, end quote. Nearly every day now, you read about another pornographic book found in a school classroom or school library. Why are institutions of learning, for these young children, lining their shelves with what is clearly inappropriate books? Well, I think we all know the answer why. And it has to do with the desire or the wish to destroy our society. And the best way to do that is to destabilize the family and community. Here's just the latest, folks, the latest example how they seek to corrupt young minds. We do issue a warning that this video includes a very brief but graphic representation of what's in a school book for children in a library. So if you have children in the room, you may want to remove them. Watch this.
This is what I found in the library on Kauai. Mm-hmm. And it's really atrocious. These are just some of the few books I found. I mean, I couldn't bring them all from Hawaii. This is one of them, What Makes a Baby. In this book, there is no babies anymore. There's no men, there's no woman. There's bodies with uterus and bodies with a sperm. They are removing the word man or woman. Red is for kindergartners. It's a book that's telling kids they could be on the wrong body. This is for 3 years old.
They could be in the wrong body.
In the wrong body. This is for 10 years old. 10 years old, you guys. It's perfectly normal. This is gender queer. Sorry, you guys, representative left, but please show them.
What?
This is what.
Library?
Yeah,
public library.
Mm-hmm. Public library, wild in out here.
I know, and in public schools too, dear. And if you speak against this, you say, oh, you're anti gay. I'm not anti gay, but don't be showing porn to my kids.
Folks, that is pure evil. To be making that available to any school aged child is not only evil, but it's reprehensible. It's an attack on our children, and it has to stop. And they're not just coming after our children, folks, with these books and videos. As this next story proves, they're using the medical establishment against them as well. A detransitioned teen is suing a hospital system over doctors removing her breast when she was only 13 years old. According to an article by Blaze Media, Lila Jane is an 18-year-old biological female who began to identify as transgender at age 11. Jane desired to transition to a male at that time. And initially, doctors at the Kaiser Hospital System denied her transition hormones until she was 16. However, doctors quickly changed course and approved Jane for cross-sex hormones. And at age 12, Jane was put through the torment of testosterone hormones and puberty blockers. At the age 13, doctors approved and carried out a double mastectomy on Jane. Jane wrote on Twitter, quote, mind-boggling to me that a doctor signed off on a double mastectomy for me before I had taken a sex ed course. I barely started eighth grade. I was 13, end quote. The letter of intent to sue accused the doctor of approving the breast removal surgery, quote, without performing an adequate evaluation and treatment of Layla's extensive medical health comorbidities, end quote. The letter from her attorney claims Jane suffers from anxiety, depression, pubertal struggles, and serious self-image concerns. The letter stated, quote, these doctors also push Layla and her parents down this transition path, engaging in intentional, malicious, and oppressive concealment of important information and false representations, end quote. The lawsuit against the medical group and Kaiser Foundation Hospitals also accused the hospital system of, quote, intentional fraud and concealment, end quote. The lawsuit claimed that doctors told Jane she would have an increased risk of suicide unless she transitioned. Doctors allegedly gave Jane's parents the binary option of a, quote, live son or a dead daughter, end quote. The lawsuit is calling for unspecified financial damages related to health issues related to the transition from ages 12 to 17. The lawsuit listed Jane as suffering from permanent irreversible mutilation, an induced state of endocrine disease, and increased risk of being infertile, and will never be able to breastfeed a child. During an appearance on Fox News with her attorney, Hamid Dillon Jane said, quote, I don't think I'm better off for the experience. And I think transition just completely added fuel to the fire that was my pre-existing condition, end quote. Harmeet is also representing Chloe Cole, another California teen that is a detransitioner who sued Kaiser Hospital System last month. Cole had her breast removed when she was only 15 years old. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. And it's not just in the schools that this indoctrination process we've been talking about is going on. It's also in our military. And this all, of course, compliments of Joe Biden. LifeSite News reports that last month, the Center for Military Readiness, or CMR, published an update on the Biden regime's work to infuse armed forces with left-wing gender ideology via the most recent version of Department of Defense Instruction 1300.28. That's a document on, quote, in-service transition for transgender service members, end quote. CMR says it contains, quote, prime examples of wokeism in the military, defined as policies that impose progressive ideology and take them to extreme with enforced compliance, even if it hurts the institution, end quote. First, the document changes the official working definition of various terms to cater to LGBT dogma, including, quote, transition, end quote, as a, quote, period of time when individuals change from the gender role associated with their sex assigned at birth to a different gender role, end quote, replacing, quote, preferred gender, end quote, with, quote, self-identified gender, end quote. CMR warns that, quote, all personnel, including commanders, doctors and nurses, chaplains and military men and women at all levels, must comply with this ideology or suffer career penalties if they don't, end quote. The document also requires the creation of a service central coordination cell, quote, to provide multidisciplinary, meaning medical, legal, military personnel management, expert advice and assistance to commanders with regard to service by transgender service members and gender transition in the military, end quote, with, quote, gender affirming, end quote, being the only real option for personnel suffering dysphoria. Next, the document extends transgender policies to cadets in the Reserve Officer Training Corps, or ROTC, and at military service academies. While the exact implications are not yet known, CMR expects it to manifest in controversies involving opposite-sex cadets being housed together and forced to compete against one another, which, quote, would not help to boost application rates at the military service academies, which declined in 2022, end quote. The document provides for deeming a gender transition, quote, complete, end quote, even if a recipient has not undergone full surgical transformation, thereby lowering the criteria needed to officially classify a male as a female or vice versa. Quote, for a facility subject to regulation by the military, service members will use those bathroom and shower facilities associated with their gender marker in the Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System. That's what they say. And according to CMR, This new woke ideology, quote, does not mention or call for protection of rights of religious liberty for chaplains and people of faith who object to transgender ideology on moral grounds. Nor does the directive provide any options for doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel who do not want to participate in transgender treatments that violate, well, personal convictions or medical ethics, end quote. In other news, Annabel Goldie, the UK's deputy defense minister, announced Tuesday that the nation will be sending depleted uranium shells for Ukrainian forces to use in battle. She said in response to questions from an opposing politician, quote, alongside our granting of a squadron of Challenger 2 main battle tanks to Ukraine, we will be providing ammunition, including armor-piercing rounds, which contain depleted uranium. Such rounds are highly effective in defeating modern tank and armored vehicles, end quote. Depleted uranium is a toxic substance, which according to the journal Scientific American, quote, used as ammunition, it penetrates the thick steel encasing enemy tanks. Used as armor, it protects troops against attack. And when it was used in the Gulf War and later during the Allied bombing of Yugoslavia and Kosovo, depleted uranium was hailed as the new silver bullet that would solve most of the military's problems. After the end of Operation Allied Force, however, several Italian soldiers were diagnosed with leukemia. Politicians and the media soon forged a link between the disease and depleted uranium use. They further drew a parallel with Gulf War syndrome, and in no time, depleted uranium became the Agent Orange of the Balkan conflict, end quote. Vladimir Putin, while sitting next to Chinese dictator Xi Jinping in a Tuesday press conference, well, he noted the British statement, and he said, if it is carried out, then Russia considers this the introduction of, quote, nuclear material, end quote, into the conflict, and, quote, will be forced to react accordingly, bearing in mind that the collective West has already started to use weapons with a nuclear component, end quote. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova, well, followed up with this statement, quote, we consider the plans officially confirmed by the UK Department of Defense for the transfer of depleted uranium shells to Ukraine as a step fraught with a further escalation of conflict. The British supply of weapons to Kiev, especially such sensitive species, leads to further destabilization of the situation and pushes the prospect of finding mutually acceptable interruptions. They are contrary to international law. The radioactivity, high toxicity, and carcinogenicity of such weapons are well known. Among the consequences of using depleted uranium, the growth of oncological diseases among the population, and the enormous environmental damage for the Ukrainian territory where it will be applied. The civilians of Serbia and Iraq, who still feel the impact of such actions, can tell about all of this. It is unlikely that the leadership of the UK itself, which was directly involved in these conflicts, forgot about it. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. China's President Xi Jinping has arrived back in Beijing after his two-day visit with Russian President Putin over the China-proposed Ukraine peace plan. On the Ukraine crisis, there was nothing that can be considered a breakthrough, but the talks did prompt a swift rebuke from Washington. Zero Hedge reports that the biggest takeaway from this meeting between the two, quote, dear friends, end quote, was their pledging to shape a new world order and signing multiple pacts on economic, technological, and strategic cooperation to that end. These were the words captured in a Reuters headline on Wednesday, quote, China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's President Vladimir Putin set their sights on shaping a new world order as the Chinese leader left Moscow, having made no direct support for Putin's war in Ukraine during his two-day visit, end quote. Arguably, the most important exchange, well, that came during the send-off before Xi Jinping's entourage headed to the airport. And it was captured, or should we say, it was deliberately captured for the cameras. Watch this.
Это как раз час перемены, которые не было в течение 100 лет. Там, где вместе двигаем эти перемены. Перекиньте, пожалуйста, дорогой друг.
For the record, Xi Jinping said, quote, change is coming that hasn't happened in 100 years, and we are driving this change together, end quote. Putin responded, quote, I agree, end quote. Well, make of it what you will, but the message was clear. The U.S.-dominated post-World War II order is now on life support. This rule-based order was based on the U.S. petrodollar being the world's reserve currency. Now, a newly strengthened China-Russia-led alliance is rising up and pledging to do everything in their power to put a final nail in its coffin. The days when the U.S. set the rules and the rest of the world followed, well, those days are over. Much of the fault for the U.S. demise, both economically and militarily, well, that has to be laid at the feet of the U.S. federal government itself. The only question left to be settled is, how would the U.S. government respond to these new challenges to its global order? It's quickly running out of options to end the uprising peacefully. But if there's any possibility left of that at all, I think most of us would agree the U.S. ought to seize the opportunity and avoid a third world war that would no doubt be more deadly than the first two world wars combined. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. One of the ways you can do that is by, well, emergency supplies, emergency freeze-dried food. We know you can purchase it elsewhere. Thank you for purchasing it from us, as it's a big part of our general operating budget. And right now we're offering free shipping. Free shipping. The company we work with is already telling us they will be raising prices by the end of March. That means our prices will have to go up as well. So right now you can save money at the lower price and get free shipping on emergency freeze-dried food that tastes very good. I've had a lot of it. It's really good. It's got a 25-year shelf life. Okay, we have gluten-free, 1 year, 6 month, 2 year, and we also have a lot of emergency supplies where we've thought through the process of what you would need to do, well, should we go to world war, and they go with the new way of warfare and put down our grid. You'll find all these supplies at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Put in your order. Be patient, folks. We're seeing historic orders in the entire industry. Americans are waking up to what's coming, but you can get your order in. Get free shipping, get this product at a lower price because it is going up, and you're not only helping your family, you're supporting this broadcast as it is a big part of our general operating budget. WVWTVstore.com or 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Another way you can support us is by going to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use the promo code B66. Only if you use that code do we get credit. That's also a big part of our general operating budget. Remember, it takes a team of seven of us about 15 man hours a day to put this broadcast together. That doesn't count Brandon House Live. That's just this 30-minute daily newscast. So we need all the help we can get to keep funding our general operating budget. And one way to do that is when you buy great products at MyPillow.com and you use the promo code B66, you get savings and we get credit. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. And then finally, WVWFoundation.com, if you'd like to make a contribution, which helps us push out free programming. Did you know that our bandwidth bill is somewhere around $7,000 plus our storage bill is another multiple thousands of dollars? Actually, I just found out last night what our bill was. I hadn't seen it in a while, and my jaw dropped. We're spending an enormous amount of money each month to give away free programming. Many, you know, now you know why many people put it behind a paywall. Everyone that wants to watch it has to pay. We're giving it out for free. One way that we can do that is through our foundation. Our foundation exists to push out free programming as a ministry of our foundation and WVW Broadcast Network so that people can understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview and how we should think and respond to these issues. So if you'd like to make a contribution of any size, it's greatly appreciated. WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you so much. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.